years old and always studied, always knew his part. He would have been one of Spencer Tracy's favorite actors. He never bumped into the furniture. He always knew his lines, and he always knew where to go.
Bill Cosby accused by multiple women of sexual assault and harassment, his conviction overturned on appeal. The FAA is investigating the near miss of that Delta regional jet and a B-52 over the skies of Minot, North Dakota. The pilot forced to make an abrupt maneuver to avoid the military jet, which had been executing a flyover at a state fair nearby. The list of countries calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza has grown to 28, with Greece, Malta, and Cyprus joining many others. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A 17-year-old Oneida girl is taken into custody following a shooting at a Pulaski park. Friday night, officers found an 18-year-old Green Bay man with a gunshot wound at the park. He was taken to the hospital. A handgun and knife were recovered at the scene. A 19-year-old was also arrested in the incident. A 39-year-old Madison woman is arrested for animal neglect after the discovery of multiple deceased dogs at her home. Police say an animal neglect investigation found 6 dead dogs and 14 others that were malnourished but alive. All the animals were removed from the woman's home. And a hungry thief steals from a Milwaukee gas station. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports a man walked into a gas station and took a rack of bagged snacks that were placed next to the door. He then walked outside with the entire rack and placed it in an SUV before driving off. Police are still looking for the man. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Come on over to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. 7:02 with Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Station.
Someone's listening to me. Now I know how a radio feels.
Heard any good radio lately?
No, we heard your show, though.
That's not funny.
It was funny when I said it on my radio show.
They talked about me on the radio. I matter. Take that, Dad!
Wow, the power of radio.
Okay, it's magic time.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Yes, the power of radio at 7:10 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. We have a lot of things to get to this morning, so we'll move right along with that. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 87. Tonight, we do have a chance showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, a high of 74. Tomorrow morning, slight chance showers and thunderstorms gradually clearing, and it will be sunny, hot, humid with a high of 94. Heat index values near 105 degrees. That's why we have that excessive heat watch starting tomorrow morning through Thursday night. On Thursday, a chance of showers. It will be mostly sunny and hot, a high of 87. Friday, a slight chance showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 86. Warms back up for your weekend. Highs in the 90s, sunny, hot, and humid all weekend. Currently 63 degrees, partly cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Good morning, Emily. Happy Tuesday. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. Happy Tuesday. I'm doing well. That weather forecast is a little frightening for tomorrow, but you know what? The show opener was so great because it was all about us on radio, so I feel fine about the weather. How are you?
I'm doing okay. A little sore this morning as I'm now settling in. I had a round two of physical therapy, and yes, they definitely kicked my behind yesterday, so feeling it today, but hey, I can move my arm a little bit more today than I could yesterday, so that's a step in the right direction. But yeah, it's going to be hot tomorrow. I'm thinking about getting the swimsuit out tomorrow and just doing that route tomorrow. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding, everyone. I
was going to say, you're going to broadcast from a kiddie pool?
You know what? You may be on to something. Now that you got me thinking about that, that's not a bad idea. Dave, broadcasting live in a swimsuit from the kiddie pool. I might do that tomorrow. You might be on to something, Emily. Because that's about as much water.
There's a first for everything, you know.
Yeah, no pictures of that. No one wants to see that this early in the morning, of course. But you know what you do want to see, Emily? We have our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's going on until 9 a.m. today. 50% off a Water Street Social Club certificate. That certificate's normally $25. Today, just $12.50. That goes until 9 a.m. this morning. If you go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, go check that out. Go look at the pictures. I'm not even kidding you. When you see the pictures of those ribs, beans, and coleslaw, that is just amazing. I saw that, and I'm like, ooh, I need that. Now, you ask, what is
Water Street? Ooh, I need that.
I do. I'm not even kidding you. I need that. I mean, I have people commenting on my personal Facebook page this morning that are seeing that picture, and everyone's all over that. So, what is Water Street Social Club? They provide a warm and inviting space, serving cocktails, delectable beers, and, of course, delicious food. You can enjoy appetizers, handhelds, and pasta. This $25 certificate is towards food menu items. Go check it out. Flash sale to 9 a.m. for Water Street Social Club. That certificate's just $12.50. Shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And oh my goodness, Emily, did you see those pictures?
I'm looking at them right now, which is why I'm whistling like that, because there's one of Eggs Benedict, which is a family favorite here on this side of town. And yeah, that Hollandaise looks homemade and amazing. And then there's a beautiful outdoor patio overlooking the water. Like, yes. This place looks gorgeous. And there's a plate of nachos. Okay, they're hitting all the soft spots here. Nachos, Eggs Benedict, beautiful looking martinis and craft cocktails. And then there's a nice looking fish fry.
Bacon
this place
wrap.
Looks lovely. And I have to say, I just like the idea of like the social club. Like, I don't know what that actually means for them, but it means something very inviting and comfortable, cozy, a little bit maybe not fancy, but like a teensy bit upscale from your McDonald's. No, I mean, like a lot upscale from, you know, just
so
but like
good.
Cozy, comfy, a bit fancy, but come as you are in jeans and enjoy some amazing food. So, yeah, I'm excited for this place. I have not been there yet.
Me neither.
I think I already did buy a gift certificate or two from the Big Deals of the Day, and I think I might be buying another one. Flash sale means they're not going to be there forever, folks. They do have a cutoff this morning at 9?
9 o'clock, and if you...
9 o'clock, okay.
So ribs and bacon wrap dates. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I need to get off of that. That's, again, MaxFMBigDeals.com. But if I keep looking at that, the more hungry I get. So go check it out. Also, we do want to make everyone aware of a couple of street closures. As a reminder, 2nd Avenue is closed. Yes, there's barricades out there. The street's closed, people. You can't go past those barricades and expect to get through there. You're not getting through there. There's these big, round concrete things in the middle of the road as they're working on Birch Street from the 300 block through the 400 block to do stormwater utility, water service, sewer work. You're not driving through there. So 2nd Avenue closed at Birch Street. The barricades are there for a reason. I watched people try to go through there yesterday just shaking my head. You're not getting around that stuff that's down there. So barricades are there
for a reason.
People
are trying to go through the pylons.
Yes.
Like so those things are there for a reason. Those big pylons is what they call barricades, whatever. Like those things you can't. They're really heavy, and you can't drive through those things. So please be aware of traffic changes as we get through our Number two season in Wisconsin, which is construction. So please be aware of those things. They blocked streets off for a reason because they're doing some work. Now, you don't want to end up driving in a situation where there's like an open sewer cover. Just, you know, let the people do their work. And then it'll be fixed back up. It'll be ready to be driven on. So just try to obey the traffic laws. Otherwise, you will be flagged by Dave, the traffic cop, in the morning on the radio. He will call you out. He might not call out your license plate, but he will call out the color, make and model of your car, bicycle, or possibly your outfit if you're doing something goofy on the square. So just, you know, there's a little watchdog upstairs, and his name is Dave Grant. So
just making sure everyone is safe. Also, the Baraboo Water Utility is replacing a water service in the 400 block of 5th Avenue. 5th Avenue is closed from now until 1 p.m., and they're going to be closed from Center Street to West Street. So again, 5th Avenue also closed. This is your traffic report brought to you by Max FM.
See, that sounded so official. It was so official.
Yeah, I'm having a little too much fun. And no, we have an interesting topic this morning. It's time to get controversial. How old should kids be before they get their first phone? I want you all to text us and let us know your answers. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. How old do you think kids should be before they get their first phone? If your answer is 13, science agrees, Emily.
Yeah, this is bothersome to me. I'm not arguing it at all. It makes me sad. So a new study found that 13 is the minimum age kids should get their first smartphone or be allowed on social media. Any younger risks their future mental health. And that's the part that really kind of bothers me because they don't have... There's limited data on this, right? Like, in terms of making statistics and following how technology or anything for that matter affects someone in the future, you have to have a lot of years behind the data and compare different people, different cohorts, different et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've only had a handful of years of having social media and smartphones. Although for the youth of America, they seem to think it's been always, but it hasn't. It's only been a handful of years, and the effects that can have as, you know, in one's 20s are not even hardly there yet, like in terms of that amount of time has not passed yet. So they based this survey, though, on almost 2 million people, a group that they studied at almost 2 million people in 164 different countries. Kids who get access to phones and social media before 13 are more likely to end up depressed, aggressive, and emotionally unstable by their mid-20s. The study blamed it on what three things, Dave?
All right. The first is poor sleep. The way more likely to lie in bed scrolling. Well, okay, kids aren't going to do that, so we're adults, so that applies to everyone.
You don't have your phone in your bedroom at night. Well, you told me that you you turn yours off. I do.
Yeah, mine is on the headboard, but I don't look at it in bed. I mean, that's... Now, well, I will say until 2 months ago, that changed a little bit just because of sleep habits. But the study found it's true even if they don't have social media, just a phone. And obviously the other thing that's concerning with having a phone in this study is cyberbullying. It's not just from the kids being online, exposes them to all kinds of hate as well. You look at some of the stuff you see on social media, do you want your 13-year-old seeing that? And then what is number three on this list? Again, we're talking about what's appropriate age for kids to get a cell phone and social media. What's number three on this, Emily?
Yeah, this is big, too. Poor family relationships. Once the kids, have the internet in their hands, they start drifting away from other family members. Now, this is absolutely true. And if this is, you know, just about having the internet in their hands and also having opportunity to continue to communicate with friends throughout the day and night, where at some point there does need to be a cutoff to that and there needs to be a way for kids to drift back into their family relationships because they're still kids, let's be honest. There's still guidance that's needed. There is still, you know, protection, safety, advice, all kind, you know, food and meals and conversation that's needed to happen with their immediate family and not just their peers. There's a lot of studies out there that say, you know, kids, and of course I did it too, you know, you try to replace your family with your peers at a certain age, you cannot... That's not one pool of information that you can replace with another. Your peers at your age completely do understand what you're going through more than your parents do. But at the same time, they are also of the age of 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and they are not experienced enough to know all the things. So there needs to be all different amounts of information coming towards people throughout the day. And it needs to be people of all different age groups and experience in order to be able to have, you know, a fulfilling and good day filled with all the things you need to roll through your life safely and making good choices. So this definitely ticks some emotional responses for me. I'm sure it does out there for other people who work with young people and or are parents, because Again, the study found that 13 is just the minimum. Some experts say keeping them from phones and Instagram, etc., until 16 might be best. Now, that's probably not super realistic in certain parts of the world, as you would end up with an incredibly unhappy adolescent slash teen who would probably not speak to you at all. Now, if that's the case, that's the case. So I don't know. There's got to be some kind of happy medium there. I encourage other parents and other people who work with youth, text us in through the Civic Media app or, of course, the old-fashioned way. We're always happy to get any texts, voice memos, etc. Let us know how you feel about this. This is a real big, big thought process to go through. And nobody really knows the right answer. I mean, these studies are just coming out, and they are brand new. So
yeah, and social media, as you mentioned, hasn't been around that long. So it's one of those definitely to think about. Definitely has us thinking. So again, text us and let us know your thoughts. What's the minimum age kids should get cell phones and or social media? In Texas, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Emily will be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate celebrity birthdays.
Yay, a little bit of a lighter note. That sounds great.
Indeed.
See you in a minute.
Indeed. So, and you can text us those local birthday wishes as well, 608-355-9970. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Here is Leonard Skinner on Max FM.
colors are like my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Love it would be easy if your colors were like my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts as they're trucking for a cause at the Badger State Trucking Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds in Baraboo on Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like the Kentucky Headhunters, Tony Justice, Steve Mullender, and Long Haul Paul. Check out the incredible trucks, light shows, and the kids' activities, all to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Get your tickets today. Go to BadgerStateTruckingShow.org for details.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. 7:31 on Tuesday morning. Don't forget to text in those local birthdays and anniversaries, 608-355-9970. We will be talking about those with our celebrity birthdays at 7:40. Also, don't forget to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, save big, half off that $25 certificate to the Water Street Social Club till 9 a.m. Our flash sale, just $12.50. If you've not had a chance to go check them out, go do so. I was looking at all the food pictures out there this morning, bacon wrap dates and ribs. I saw those pictures. I need to go get my certificate. Have not had a chance to do that yet. So go check it out. I'm telling you, ribs look amazing. Ribs is one of my favorite foods. Saw that picture of those ribs this morning. And yes, that is on my thing to do while we get the look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie, Jacob Mizorowski, faces the Mariners. The Crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Come on over to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
There's another.
there's a light that I can't find. Or maybe it's too far away. Or maybe I'm just blind. Or maybe I'm just blind. So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong. See under my skin. I won't tell you a damn thing that I could not tell my friends. Roaming through this darkness, I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me is fighting this, but part of me is gone. So hold me when I'm here, love me when I'm wrong. Hold me when
and more, 99.7 Max FM, Three Doors Down, When I'm Gone. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:39 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, we're going to be celebrating celebrity birthdays in just a minute. If you know somebody celebrating a birthday anniversary locally today, text them in now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. We are going to take a quick look at this weather forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 87. Starting tomorrow, we have an extreme heat watch. That's in effect from Wednesday morning through Thursday evening for extremely warm conditions. Heat index rise up to 106 degrees are possible in the state of Wisconsin. This is statewide tomorrow. Because tomorrow we do see a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, gradually becoming sunny, hot, and humid, a high near 94. Again, heat index values near 106 degrees. Thursday, we do have that chance of showers. Again, it will be sunny and hot, high of 87. Friday, afternoon shower and thunderstorm chances, partly sunny, a high of 86. Looking ahead to the weekend, highs in the 90s, sunny, hot, and humid this weekend. Currently 64 degrees and partly sunny outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Emily, it is July 22nd. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays today.
Yes, sir. There are some good ones on here. Let's see. There is Madison Pettis is 27. She was in the Disney Channel's Cory in the House. She also was in the Game Plan and a Facebook drama called 5 Points. Don't know anything about that. Okay, Facebook drama. Facebook's making movies now? I don't know.
That's weird.
Let's look. I have to look further into that because I'm going to have to stop watching television in general if that's the case, because that's annoying. Jazz Sinclair is 31 years old. Marie on The Boys. She was also Sabrina's best friend, Roz, on The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Big one here, Selena Gomez is 33. She is making her way in through her 30s. Good for Selena. She is the always talented singer, and I believe she's a songwriter, but I might be wrong there. Someone correct me, please, by chat if I am wrong. Well, who else do you see, Dave?
All right, we have Keegan Allen, 36, Toby on Pretty Little Liars, Clive Standen is 44, Regina's brother Arolo on Vikings, AJ Cook is 47, we know him as JJ on Criminal Minds. I don't watch that in case anyone is curious.
And then I was going to say, don't you love how they go around the room and do their, like, they tell the synopsis of what they think is happening, and that you don't watch that, huh? All right. Well, that was
no.
We love those little montages.
Yeah, I have not watched that. That's one of those that I've not gotten into for various reasons. We'll just leave it at that. So, who else do you see on our celebrity list today, Emily?
Sure. So, let's see. How about Colin Ferguson's 53, Sheriff Jack Carter on Eureka? Tim Brown is 59, retired Oakland Raiders wide receiver. You don't have, okay. The sports ones, often you have a little blip. You got to say something about him. You don't have anything to say about Tim Brown, huh?
No, apparently not. Not today.
Okay.
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. David Spade, I mean, you might have something to say about him. He is 61 years old.
Yeah.
Everyone knows and loves him from, he was on Saturday Night Live. He was on Just Shoot Me. He was on a lot of stuff. He's a funny dude. He was on David Spade. Oh, no, I can't remember the name of the movie. Oh. I'll have to wait until my
Tommy
little birdie
boy
in my ear. There you go. There's one of them, yep. There's a couple of other good David Spade movies. He's very funny, so we'll just leave it at that. Whoever wrote these liner notes for us has a little bit of attitude and sass this morning, so we're going to have to ignore a lot of the extra stuff on here.
I was going to say, read
closely. Nobody had anything to say about Emily Saliers, who is obviously one of the duo of the famous Indigo Girls. She's 62 today. Closer to Fine and Hammer and a Nail, plus many, many other hits. Closer to Fine got a new resurgence of popularity in the Barbie movie, which I loved because there's nothing like Barbie and the Indigo Girls to say that that's going to be a great movie. It was a great movie, but it's just a funny duo, Barbie and the Indigo Girls. Wouldn't have expected those three ladies to get together and make a good moment for a song in a movie. Who else do you see? There's some good ones as we go on down the list. There's a couple of big ones.
Some big ones. Keith Sweat is 64. R&B singer Nobody and Twisted. John Leguizamo is 65. He is the funny man who runs a chop shop in John Wick movies and plays Sid the Sloth in the Ice Age movies. And we have some more big ones. William Dafoe, 70, the Green Goblin in the Spider-Man movies. And he was also in as Sergeant Ellis in Platoon. Huge one. Don Henley, 78 years old. We know him from the Eagles, and his solo hits include The Boys of Summer and All She Wants to Do Is Dance. So I will find some Don Henley music this morning and play
I'm sure you will.
Morning.
The next three are giants. I just don't even know where to go. The last one's for me because that's one of my all-time favorites.
Okay.
First one, Albert Brooks, everybody. 78, comedic genius. Enough said. Albert Brooks. If you don't know who he is, look him up. You'll figure it out. Next one, Danny Glover, 79. There's a funny liner note that I believe is from the movies with Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah, Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon?
Yes,
and we're very good.
Leave that, he just says he's too
character.
Old for this crap, is what he says, except that it would be the
he's
TV
now
79. Edit version, you know. And I love Danny Glover. I mean, he was absolutely hilarious in those movies. I mean, his just sense of humor, oh my goodness. I don't know where he gets it from, but it's one of my favorites. You know, I just, and he always just had that kind of whimsical sense of humor. I don't know how best to describe it, but what a guy.
Yep, he's a good actor. I think he's probably a pretty good dude, too, is from what I know about his personal life, which isn't a whole lot, but he's never been in a scandal, so that must mean he's a good dude in Hollywood. And one of the biggest,
hugest
loves of my life, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic. He's 84 years old. He's still kicking it live. I mean, he is all over the place, still doing amazing stuff. I've seen George Clinton, Parliament, the Rubber Band, all this stuff probably about 5-6 times already, and I would love to see another show. Big songs, Flashlight, Atomic Dog, Give Up the Funk, and there's some great little side notes about those songs that I'm going to leave alone. But if you have not listened to Parliament Funkadelic, please do so, because pretty much every rap song from the 90s samples Parliament Funkadelic, and people don't realize that's where it came from, because George Clinton and Parliament do not force the credentials on all of these songs. They just let it be because they're cool like that. So check out the funkiest of funky, George Clinton Parliament. I don't think you can have any to play right now, probably in the playlist, because it's not as mainstream as some of the other things like Don Henley. So we'll just leave it at that. Happy birthday to all those folks on the list.
And we do also have Terrence Stamp, 87. He's General Zod and Superman to you. So didn't want to forget about him as well. So those
Yeah,
that's okay. Those are our celebrity birthdays. Normally, we don't mention those who passed, but Alex Trebek would have been celebrating today, who is the host of Jeopardy. See what I did there?
Yes, I did. I Alex Trebek. I don't know who the new host of Jeopardy is. Is it Ryan Seacrest?
No, he's the host of Ryan is the Price host is right? of Wheel of Fortune. No, Drew Carey is doing Price is Right. I honestly don't remember who the host of Jeopardy is. I have not watched it since his passing, to be honest with you. And where I used to watch it too, well, the establishment's not there anymore either. So
that's so sad. Jeopardy's just canceled for Dave Grant. That's really sad.
Yes, just a canceled. Lot of things happened in 2020, unfortunately. And both the passing of Alex Trebek and one of my favorite places that he used to go, and we sit there and watch Jeopardy. So yeah. So aww, that's how I
that's
remember
just sad. Jeopardy is a family favorite in our household. So we do. My father-in-law was an absolute Jeopardy just fan, and I mean, he was just really good at it. So we really always like to sit with him and watch Jeopardy and do all the guesses. My kids got good at it at a young age because they sat with him a lot and watched Jeopardy. So we do love Jeopardy, but I am sorry, folks. If you know the new host of Jeopardy, please let us know, because inquiring minds want to know. Because you know what? As much as we know, we don't know everything. And at this point, Dave and I are getting a little old and we can't remember things either. So please help us remember what is going on in the world of game show television. We got nothing.
Well,
I'm speaking for you. I work with you. I know how much you know and how much you remember, how easily you're distracted and how much you try to multitask. I know all the things. So
Distracted. Yep. I mean, I love the view from the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, corner of 3rd and Oak. I can see everything from up here. And so I love this view, and I'm going to have a chance to give a tour today of the building. A couple of former coworkers are coming over to see the building today, so looking forward to have them as guests. And thank you to Becky and Kathy. Ken Jennings is the current host of Jeopardy. So
thank you. Good Lord. We really do need some help. Well, we've got our whole family of listeners out there. You know what? I'm going to just shmoo and pass that. You know what? There are some things happening. No, I'm just kidding. I really do appreciate the fact that we broadcast out of the Weicker Great Day building. There's some awesome events coming up there. I mean, this is shooting forward to the fall, but there is... There's going to be like more to come, but like an indie Gamecon, kind of like a Comic-Con, but for game makers. So more to come on that. That's going to be in October. We're also going to have a special situation for Witches Night Out that evening. More details to come on that. So please, all of you out there, remember that space that used to be the Wells Fargo building is a beautiful lobby that is set up for events. We are going to have catering opportunities, commercial kitchen. We have a beer and wine license, all the things. So please let us know if you would like to have your next event there, because it is a lovely space. So please let us know. You can reach out to me.
Yeah, there's comfy couches there as well. I've not fallen asleep on them yet.
And they're purple, crushed velvet.
Yeah, they're
really
purple.
Nice. Wait, you fell asleep on them?
No, I don't sleep at work. That means I'd be admitting to falling asleep at work. That never
That's not
happens.
At work. That's downstairs.
Yeah,
it's
that's
downstairs.
True.
But
Good
you know
point.
What? Anybody come on in, check out the purple velvet, crushed velvet couches. There's four of them, and they're all super comfy. So we did have Make Music Baraboo there. I've got some nice video of that. We are calling it the Vault Baraboo, so go check that out. It is on social media. There's some fun video pictures of events that we've had in the past and things coming up. So it's a fun spot. So please check us out and let us know if you want to have an event there, because we have a good time.
Yes, we do.
And Dave might be sleeping on the couch.
You never know. I mean, that's the thing. You never know where I might doze off. I get up early in my defense, or in this case, I was awake at 2:30 this morning. You know, I remember going home at bar time, not waking up at bar time. I'll just say that.
Oh, not last night. No, not. Those kind of antics are not in your life right now.
No,
let's just all be lucky, because we already stay at the sidewalks for your new driving personality.
I'm just glad to be driving again. I've not been on the sidewalks yet, so give me a chance. I mean, I know I'm not off-roading, in case my medical care team is listening as well. So you never know who's listening. I found that out last night. So yes, I am behaving myself. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We'll be back with you at 8:10. We have, don't forget that flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Half off that $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club till 9, just $12.50. At 8:10 this morning, we're going to talk about what dog owners say the best part of vacation is. So that's at 8:10. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
Looking for the freshest deals in town? Head over to the Baraboo Fresh Market, where familiar faces serve up friendly smiles and unbeatable prices. This is Craig. Get Family Pack bone-in pork chops for just $1.99 a pound. Certified Angus beef rump roast is only $4.99 a pound. Snack healthy with plump blueberries and ripe raspberries, 2 for $5. And don't miss Prairie Farms milk, full 2%, 1% or skim, half gallon, just $1.79. Baraboo Fresh Market, freshest items, friendly service, open 4 a.m. to midnight.
It's Christmas at the Habitat Restore. It's Christmas in July. If you need some new shutters or replace some old gutters, we got all the building supplies. You might need some shingles for your rooftop or hardware for your patio. Santa's gonna wait till December, so today it's the place you need to go. It's Christmas at the Restore, and if you're looking for some cheer, you can do a little shopping or leave a donation. You can always volunteer.
Read all about it at Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem is celebrating 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Main Street Books is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 4. They are closed on Sundays and holidays. Make an appointment to bring in your used books for store credit and share your love of reading. The bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes with your cash donations. Main Street Books, keeping the read in Reedsburg one used book at a time.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Seven women on my mind. Four that want to
the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
with that